Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As of today, Israel is enjoying pleasant weather, with clear skies over major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Temperatures are warm, making it a perfect day to be outdoors in Haifa. Here are today's headlines. First, in a high-level meeting, the IDF senior command is preparing for continued fighting across multiple theaters. This comes from Mariv earlier this hour. Also, Iran has appointed Mohsen Rezai as its new security chief. Rezai is wanted by Interpol for his alleged role in the 1994 Amia bombing. This is reported by Times of Israel from earlier today. Also this hour, the U.S. reportedly has no objections to Netanyahu's rejection of a Gaza plan. This follows a deadly attack on Yemen's Mocha, with 7 killed and dozens wounded. I-24 News provided these details 6 hours ago. Separately, a grenade explosion in Holon has rocked an apartment building, with similar devices found in Hadera and Tel Aviv. Police are investigating these incidents, according to Ynet from earlier today. And finally, a senior envoy warns that clearing Gaza's tunnels could take a decade. Israel is not required to withdraw until Hamas disarms. This story comes from JNS 3 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Oren Barsky, an analyst, posted just minutes ago about a developing story. An Arab country allegedly tried to deceive another into signing a false agreement with Israel, similar to tactics used by Nazi Germany. Israel's foreign ministry posted earlier today criticizing Iran's appointment of Mohsen Rezai. They emphasize his involvement in the 1994 Amia bombing and label Iran's regime as one that rewards terror. Lieutenant Colonel Ella Waweya warned Gaza residents about potential economic deceit. She advised them to exchange old banknotes to avoid financial loss, as shared in a post from earlier. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the IDF meeting, Mariv reports that top military officials are strategizing for ongoing conflicts. Their discussions focus on maintaining readiness across multiple fronts. For Israeli citizens, this signifies sustained military vigilance in the coming days. Turning to Iran's new security chief, Times of Israel highlights Mohsen Rezai's controversial appointment. His alleged involvement in the Amia bombing has international implications, especially for Argentina, which still seeks justice. This move by Iran might strain diplomatic efforts with Western nations. Meanwhile, in Yemen, I-24 News reports on a devastating attack in Mocha. The Houthi missile and drone strike resulted in significant casualties. This attack underscores the ongoing instability in the region, impacting humanitarian efforts and international relations. Closer to home, Ynet details a series of grenade-related incidents in Israel. The explosion in Holon and discoveries in Hadera and Tel Aviv suggest a concerning trend. Authorities are on high alert, urging public vigilance to ensure safety. Finally, JNS provides insight into Gaza's tunnel situation. Clearing these tunnels is a long-term challenge, according to the peace envoy. The requirement for Hamas to disarm remains a contentious issue, affecting peace negotiations and regional security. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that eligible families will receive an education grant of 1,204 shekels per child tomorrow. This annual grant aims to support educational expenses for families across Israel. Separately, Mariv Business announces a new promotion in Eilut. Customers buying a smartphone will receive a 1,000 shekel vacation voucher. This offer encourages tourism within Israel while boosting local business. And finally, Israel Hayom Business shares news of Sephora's arrival in Israel. The popular chain will open branches next week, but questions remain about the availability of international brands. This expansion marks a significant entry into the Israeli retail market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.